This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation, ANRF, in New Delhi. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and senior officials also attended the meeting. Anusandhan National Research Foundation was established on the recommendation of the National Education Policy 2020. It is aimed at fostering a culture of research and innovation across universities, colleges, research institutions and research and development laboratories in the country. The foundation acts as an apex body to provide high-level strategic direction of the scientific research in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described cybersecurity as an integral part of national security, saying the center's plan to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cybercrime. He stated this today while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, I4C, in New Delhi. Mr. Shah underlined that the country's progress is not possible without cybersecurity. He asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace as cybercrime has no boundary. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the country is witnessing significant growth in sales of electric vehicles and it is expected to touch 1 crore annual sales figure by the year 2030. He said growth in sales of electric vehicles will generate 5 crore jobs. While addressing the 64th Annual Convention of Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari informed that nearly 30 lakh EVs are registered in the country. He said 45% growth in the sale of EV four-wheelers and 56% in EV two-wheelers have been witnessed in the financial year 2023-24. He said 400 startups have started manufacturing electric two-wheelers in the said period. In Haryana, around 135 candidates have filed nominations for 90 seats for the ensuing Vidhan Sabha elections. The nomination process will continue until 3 p.m. on the 12th of September. So far, BJP has announced 67 candidates. Congress has announced 41 candidates. Aam Aadmi Party has announced 29 candidates. JJP Azad Samaj Party Alliance has announced 31 candidates and Azad Samaj Party will contest on 25 seats and INLD BSP has announced 12 candidates. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has filed nominations from Ladwa today. BJP today released the list of 21 candidates for the ensuing Haryana Assembly polls. Yogesh Bairagi will be the party candidate from Julana Assembly seat, while Krishna Gehlawat will contest from Rai seat. Bimla Chaudhary will fight from Patodi and Pradeep Sangwan from Barodra Assembly seat. Naseem Ahmed has been fielded from Firozpur, Jhirika and Airaj Khan is a party candidate from Punhana Assembly seat. In Uttarakhand, 5 pilgrims lost their lives and 3 were injured when a landslide triggered by heavy rains struck near Sonprayag on the Kedarnath National Highway last evening. The NDRF, SDRF and local police have launched a joint relief and rescue operation and recovered all the bodies. The injured pilgrims have been admitted to PHC Center. The deceased include 3 people from Madhya Pradesh, 1 from Gujarat and 1 from Nepal. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy. The landslide-affected road near Sonprayag has been cleared for pedestrian traffic. Pilgrims who were stranded since last night have been safely escorted to Sonprayag. The death toll from Super Typhoon Yagi along with the subsequent floods and landslides has risen to 65 in Vietnam's northern region as of this morning, while 39 others remain missing. Country's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development informed this. In a devastating turn of events, the collapse of Phong Chau Bridge in northern Vietnam has resulted in several casualties. Rescue efforts are underway. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh has allocated $4 million to support 5 typhoon-hit provinces. And that is the end of this news bulletin.